Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Congratulations, you made it to the end of the work week. I'm Will Selva, glad you're with me. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from the NFL Network. The NFL playoffs are here on the road to Super Bowl 55, starting with Super Wild Card Weekend. For the first time ever, six games on Wild Card Weekend with 2 days of triple headers. Super Wild Card Weekend kicking off tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern with the Colts visiting the Bills. It's going to be one wild, wild card weekend. And speaking of that contest, Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs is officially listed as questionable. The league's leading receiver is dealing with an oblique injury. Make sure to check out NFL.com today for all the latest injury updates for this weekend's game. Meantime, the last time the Browns made the playoffs, which happened in the 2002 season, Baker Mayfield was 7 years old, just a young pup. Well, despite having several members of the organization who will miss his NFL playoff debut, including head coach Kevin Stefanski, because of a rash of positive COVID-19 tests. He is not worried, though, about preparing virtually for the postseason.
Just adapt and play. I mean, it's win or go home. So it's whoever we have out there, we're counting on them, and we believe in those people that are out there. So, you know, we're still having to adjust and adapt, but just like last week, it's hitting the curveball and adjusting each day.
Good news for Cleveland as they get starter Andrew Sandejo back for Sunday. The safety has been activated from the reserve COVID-19 list. In Los Angeles, quarterback Jared Goff practicing again Thursday after returning from a thumb surgery is officially listed as questionable for their road game against the Seahawks Saturday at 4:40 p.m. Eastern. He underwent surgery on his broken and dislocated right thumb on December 28th. Hey, Jared, how is that thumb feeling?
Yeah, it feels good. It's progressing well. It's in a good place.
How would it have to feel so that you would feel like you might be able to play on Saturday?
Yeah, it's you know, it's continuing to progress well. I think that's what my message is going to be. It feels good, and the progress is steady and increasing.
Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers is enjoying the perks of being the NFC's number one seed. The Pack are off this week on a bye. Whenever they do face their next opponent, Rodgers is feeling pretty, pretty good.
I think it's the strongest I've definitely felt. And, yeah, probably the least sore, least amount of bumps and issues. I mean, I think we all deal with certain things throughout the season. But to be able to have made it through every practice and not be limited in any of them definitely was a change for me, very welcomed change. So I definitely feel as good as I felt after a season, and I can't even remember.
According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson is not happy about being excluded in the decision to hire new general manager Nick Caserio. Rap Sheet reporting that owner Cal McNair informed Watson that he would be involved in the GM and coach hiring process with feedback, but then did neither in the hire of Caserio. He adds that Deshaun has not spoken to the Texans brass in the last few days, though they have tried to call him. The Chargers interviewing Carolina offensive coordinator Joe Brady for their vacant head coaching job. This, according to Ian, the first-year Panthers OC, has interviewed with the Falcons and Texans as well. Niners defensive coordinator Robert Saleh interviewing with the Lions Thursday, and will speak to the Jets today for their head coaching positions. According to Rap Sheet, Saleh has spent 4 seasons as DC in San Francisco. Philly defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz announcing that he's stepping away from coaching for the time being. Hired by the Eagles in 2016, Schwartz concluded his 27th NFL season and 14th as a coordinator in 2020. And you want to finish your week off right by catching Good Morning Football. And the guys will be joined by Rams offensive tackle Andrew Whitworth, who is expected to be making his return to the lineup when they take on the Seahawks. Plus, Hall of Fame running back John Riggins, Riggo, stopping by the virtual breakfast table. It's all going down from 7 to 10 Eastern. Don't want to miss that. I hope you have a great weekend. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.